You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, you're really giving us the high numbers at 10 people. Hey, everybody, welcome to Drinks with Johnny, the episode that only 10 people, maybe less, will listen to. But here we are today. I'm super excited.
But they're going to watch it. They're going to watch it on YouTube.
That's right. That's right. That's right. At least. So as obviously you already heard and saw, I'm joined today, getting the band back together, by my friends Brandon and Sam on the show, Drinks with Johnny, our co-host. How are you guys doing today? It
Brandon,
doesn't matter
doing?
How you're doing today. That's right. I fucking pulled for the rock. You know why it doesn't matter? You know why it doesn't matter? Because we're really here today to talk about that big announcement of Avenged Sevenfold answering the question, when Brazil win yesterday, as we will be headlining the Rock Day at Rock in Rio coming up here in September. Really excited about that.
Fuck yeah. When's the last time you guys played in Brazil?
It's a fucking great question. And we're going to get to some of those questions in a little bit. But
you going to answer it?
No, because I don't remember. It's been a while. We didn't. The reality is we didn't get out there at all during the stage tour. So So it's been a minute. So really excited to go back. I had our Filthy Animals, our paid members of this show. I asked them the question in our Discord, which you could get on if you're listening or watching this right now by signing up for the membership. And I asked them for some Brazilian facts and questions that we'll get to here in a little bit. But first, I do actually want to know how you guys are doing. I just couldn't resist a little bit of the rock there.
2013, that's when you were in Rio.
Why are you already spoiling it? I said we're going to get to it later. Damn it, man.
Oh. I'm doing my job. You yell at me when I don't look shit up, and then you yell at me when I do.
This is why we brainstorm, guys, before we hit record.
This is the last time I shower and brush my teeth for you guys before the show.
It's the last time you shower, brush your teeth for the next 10 years, be honest.
Period, yeah.
You're disgusting, juggalo.
By the way, Brandon, we were out to dinner the other day, and I told my wife about the whole sham thing where I tell half facts and you guys name me that, and she loves it and now uses it around our house when I tell stories. So thanks a lot.
That is amazing.
Did you also tell her about your other nickname, Borat, because you always say my wife?
Well, she knows that, my wife.
What's new with you, Brando? What's new with you?
Not much, dude. I saw you yesterday. We recorded an episode. It was a lot of fun.
We did.
I am in the middle of planning a wedding, which is fun, I guess.
Why
do
you
guess?
That'd
be great if you make it that far. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to make it to October? We'll find out. What's the under-over? What's the under-over, guys?
We did it backwards, all right? Like, we had the kid, we moved in, and now we're going to get married. So it's easy.
Well, you got the hard part done to make sure that it'll stick. So now it's just the paperwork.
Yeah, exactly.
And the party.
The celebration. Yeah, the party that comes along with it. That's why we're doing it.
So you're planning Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So is there a budget or what's the agenda? What are you planning? Yeah. You said you're planning.
We're just going to have fun, dude. So far I've got dinner booked. I've got the chapel booked. We're going to get married. And, from there we're going to backtrack. We'll figure out a bachelor party. We'll do it that Thursday. Do a nice spa day on Friday. And then Saturday we'll get married.
Are we all wearing Elvis costumes?
It's going to be whatever the fuck you want. I'm gonna get a crazy like leopard suit tuxedo made.
Nice.
Out of a real leopard?
Awesome.
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. That would be terrible. Come on, man. You've been in Newcastle too long. There's a rest of the world that doesn't like that stuff.
No. Why is it terrible? Tell me why. Are they endangered?
Probably. I don't know. Why are you asking me questions like that?
All right, Sham.
We use my stuff on these stuff.
Whether they're endangered or not, you shouldn't be wearing their fucking fur after they've been killed.
Do you eat chicken or beef or pork?
I eat less of it today than I used to.
But you still eat it?
Yeah, I still eat it.
Okay. Well, then they probably just throw that skin away, or they turn it into fucking crisps or whatever. Like, what's the difference of me wearing it and celebrating that skin?
You know, while you're at it, you should get some tusks, some nice ivory all over too. And
we're also talking to the guy who dresses up by wearing a prairie dog fucking foot on his fucking ear. That's his dress up. So it does make sense. You and the what was it? The Tiger King? What was that guy's
name? Chris Angel.
I was gonna say Chris Angel.
Chris Angel. When your fashion sense is in the same vein as Chris Angel, good on you. I like that we're all wearing the same hats, guys. We really are like the three amigos. Look at that.
You can get yours today at drinkwithjohnny.com.
Got to turn it around, though, over the top style.
We got all the different looks you can do with it.
You can wear it forwards. You can wear it backwards. Yeah. You can flip it around forwards or backwards.
To the side. Oh, there we go. Oh,
there it is. Hey, the 90s style is like in full effect right now, guys.
Oh my God, it is.
The kids.
My daughter only wears like the big baggy pants and freaking M&M's her favorite. It's like total nostalgia.
That's crazy.
I was just talking to Sonny from POD. That episode will be coming out a little bit later. But yeah, he was mentioning that because, I mean, they were part of that. I mean, POD was, they were part of making that a thing. The baggy pants. And he was talking about, it was more than two, but they formed in
99, 94. I want to say.
Yeah, they formed in 94.
99's when that really hit.
It was that whole nu metal thing, which we got into, which is really cool. And it is making a resurgence. You can see, I mean, the festival coming up this weekend, Sick New World. I mean, a lot of bands on that are, the forefathers of that. And, you know, it's very cool to see. But it is funny also with the fashion, because he was mentioning his son. He's like, dude, what size are those pants? And he's like, they're like 42s. He's all, I never even had the balls to wear no 42s. You know what I'm talking about? So it was a fun chat bringing up the fashion. We should do a fashion episode because we know nothing about it. We should just do a fashion episode.
Yeah, we're very fashionable.
So for the audience listeners, one thing we've been kicking around is having my daughter on and bringing up all the latest slang. And then we have to guess what it means. And I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Dude, I've seen some good translations through my, my hours of looking at what?
You're cheating, trying to look at look up all the answers.
I don't cheat.
Trying to be hip.
I never have cheated on anything.
You've been hanging around elementary schools. How do you know all this?
All right. Do you know what mewing is?
No.
What?
Oh.
What is mewing?
Nothing.
Oh, we're gonna have to wait. We're gonna have to wait to find that.
No,
by the
time
we actually do this episode, those aren't gonna be sayings anymore.
True.
The mewing. I don't want to do it because then I'm gonna butcher.
You don't know what you're talking about. That was a sham moment right there. Do you know what mewing is? I don't. What a sham.
It's showing your jawline.
Oh, that's right. I think you did tell me that one the other day, actually.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's
YouTube. Because YouTube tells them.
Yeah. Well,
we should make a channel where we like come up with all these new slang terms and try to make them hip, and we just
try to make fetch happen. We just try to make fetch actually happen.
Because nothing's cooler than a bunch of late 30, early 40-year-olds creating new hip things for the kids.
Dr. Evil said it best. There's nothing more pathetic than watching a hipster age an aging hipster. I just butchered the quote. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie, all right? Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Hey, congrats to our friend Swerve.
Oh, yeah. Big time congrats. First black man to African-American man to win the AEW world title. Congrats to him, and well-deserved. He's been killing it. Man, I mean, we watch Swerve at my house every entrance. My son's up. We're all up doing the dance. It's super fun. I mean, we said it when we all met him in Vegas those years ago. He's a star, man. You could see it written all over him, man. It's well-deserved. It's well-needed for the company, I'll say, too. I mean, And it was a great match. Samoa Joe, also star. I mean, he's had all the accolades over several years of his wrestling acumen. And great performer. And really, really cool to see just the match that they put on together, too. I mean, it was... They didn't miss anything, man. I mean, even the... I mean, me and Brando were just talking to David LaGreca about this yesterday. The moment when he got up and was about to do the final stomp before he wins the title, very Macho Man-esque, where he brings it all up and takes the time and the whole crowd. We all know it's coming. We all know it's coming at that time, but it doesn't matter. There's nothing you could do about it. It's just that fucking epic. So kudos to the man, Swerve.
Cheers to that. And the Black Panther outfit?
Oh. The Black Panther outfit.
That was fucking sick, dude. Yeah.
I laughed a bit. It was sick, but I laughed a bit. I was like, come on, man. You just really came out as the Black Panther.
I think it's dope. And he's the king of it, dude.
He owned it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love him. I don't love everything. I had a moment. Then I was like, all right, that's cool. But like for a moment, I was like, really? Black Panther.
Oh, huh? Can you imagine being a kid, though, seeing that as like favorite wrestler and then seeing like your favorite comic book character come together? That's just like a dream. That's like seeing like Wolverine and Hulk Hogan as a kid. Like,
you know, dude, what? Yeah,
it's weird that I picked Hulk Hogan of everyone.
Yeah.
It's like when I saw Sting at that birthday party when I was 7 years old. Like, crazy, man.
So Brandon texted us the other day where he saw Sting at this hole in the wall pizza joint that I don't know.
And he still swears that it's Sting, that it was actually Steve Borden.
It was a friend, a classmate back in 1997, okay? It was his 7th birthday party at an Eaton Park, and they had Sting there in the back room, and I met Sting, and it was him, man.
Yeah, in 1997, no less, like the height of his WCW career.
Yeah. Don't take that away from me.
He came free.
Did you bring it up to him again when you saw him when we went to his last match?
He's done so much in his career, he wouldn't remember that because it's such a rare moment.
Well, he's been to so many of those pizza parties. He couldn't.
We didn't want to overshadow the final. His final, you didn't want to overshadow the final match with bringing up his most epic birthday party
where he got to meet Brandon Lombardo
at 7 years old.
Oh, fuck, man. I should probably find out when that Rock and Rio thing is, like the exact date.
You don't
know. Well, 2013, what is your memories from last time you were there?
Oh, man. Last time we were
that's
there.
The way the massive audience, right? The one that we've seen videos of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why we always get the questions of every post that we've put, I think, in the last several years. You at least get a few of the Win Brazil wins. And it's very endearing. You know, it's super cute, to be honest. I do love it. I have great fond memories of the shows in Brazil and being in Brazil. I'm trying to remember the last time we were there, actually, we were in Sao Paulo quite a bit because we kind of hubbed out of there. And we were actually in the lobby bar drinking when that whole Malaysian airline got disappeared.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just watched a whole movie on that. That's so weird that you said.
Yeah, I watched that movie a few months ago, and that's why it's probably fresh in my brain. But yeah, I remember that was going on. There were some riots in the streets over something political, I believe. In general, I've always enjoyed my time in Brazil. From the very first time we went there, I mean, that was one of the, it was Japan, a couple other places in Southeast Asia and Brazil. The first times we were ever there was the first times we experienced a fandom like that, where they would be at the airport waiting for you, at the hotel waiting for you. It was that kind of rabid fan base that, like, it can get a little hairy sometimes, to be honest. But in general, it's pretty cool because you kind of feel it's like a little taste of what the Beatles might have felt like when they went everywhere in the world, you know?
And, which Beatle would you have been?
I'm definitely Ringo in this band.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Here on Drinks with Johnny, make no mistake about it, I'm fucking Paul McCartney, bitches. But in Avenged Sevenfold, I'll be honest, I'm probably Ringo. But
I don't think this band is anywhere near the show's members. I'm pretty sure we're more ICP than we are the Beatles.
Wow. That's just your dream, though. That's not a reality. That's just your dream. No, it's
okay. Before you hop back and, Sam, I am going to see ICP in a couple weeks. Just want to rub that in a little bit.
I thought they were retiring. What the hell? Are they? Is Violent J dying of a heart attack and they're retiring, or are they touring? I don't know. Anyways, let's not talk about ICP.
Maybe we know, Sam, if you ever follow it up with your birthday boy.
Oh, that's true. Let's go back to Rockin' the Rio.
He's sitting at home still waiting for your call. He's still waiting
I'm trying to look
on
up
the show.
I'm looking at the dates. I think Avenged Sevenfold needs to update their
No, dude, it hasn't
website.
Been announced yet. We're recording a few days ahead. I have
Oh, shit. I'm like, I don't remember this.
No,
he's like,
it's been announced on Thursday. We recorded on Tuesday. We just broke the kayfabe. You just broke the kayfabe, bro.
Dude, that was a great announcement, dude. The internet's breaking right now. I can't even find it.
No, I got to look at my text messages. I know what day it is. Because it hasn't been announced. Let me look. I have it right here. I'm a fool. It was September. I was correct. September 15th is the rock day of Rock in Rio. We're very honored, very stoked to be headlining. We did a Rock in Rio years ago. We were main support to Iron Maiden. It was insane. Rock in Rio everyone has heard the name, but until you've actually experienced it, it's Coachella on steroids, man. Like it's a giant week celebration for everybody there. You got all different genres coming through. I mean, I'm looking at the other headliners here that we're among. You got Travis Scott, Imagine Dragons, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry. I'm very bummed. I don't think I'll be there on the night that she's going to be there. Shawn Mendes, and then Avenged Sevenfold among that. We got Evanescence main support on that, and Incubus.
Nice.
It's going to be a great rock lineup. There's a great bunch of other rock bands that are on that day that everyone should go check out as well. But it's honestly a huge, huge honor to come back to Brazil for this moment. Although a lot of our fans will probably still have something to complain about. Oh, it's only a festival. How am I going to get to Rock in Rio? Don't worry. You'll be able to say win Brazil, win right after we're done with this again, because we're going to come back again. But this will be our first time since 2013. And to be among those names this year and among the many names that have headlined days on Rock in Rio over its entirety, like I just mentioned, Iron Maiden being there with, is a huge honor. We're all very stoked to have this spot and represent rock on that day. And Brazil's a really fun place, guys. Neither one of you have been, right?
No, I'd love to go.
It's really
some
fun.
Some of our favorite people in the Discord and the Filthy Animals are in that neck of the woods. So.
Brazil.
Yeah, we should probably go to their questions here in a second that they have, or fun facts, rather, I believe is what they put in there. I haven't read them yet, so we're going to read them together live on the air.
That's going to be even more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I do remember one fun fact that I found unbelievable at the time. Like, by mass, Brazil is, I want to say the second or third largest country. I always thought that America was bigger. We're actually smaller. They have a bigger land mass than America.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Are you making this up? Or
probably.
Is it just in South America?
Probably.
Is this a sham? Is this a
might
sham
be a
comment?
Sham moment. This might be a sham moment. Sham wow.
I'm fact checking you on this one.
Yeah, look it up right now. There's something there.
Yeah, I'm not looking up shit. Every time I do that, I get crap.
Well, because you look up your normal websites that you look at, you can't find facts on porn, Sam. That's not where you find these facts.
Okay. Brazil is the largest country in South America and fifth largest nation in the world.
There you go.
I don't think it overstates things to say that the Beatles were the greatest gift to entertainment and culture of our time, a secular religion, if you will, with their universal appeal and demonstrable impact on people's lives. I'm Robert Rodriguez, host of Something About the Beatles. With every episode, I speak with historians, musicians, artists, and Beatle witnesses, all in the service of fresh insights into the most joyous cultural entity the world has ever known. I hope you'll join me and listen to Something About the Beatles, now on Evergreen and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to listen to this show ad-free, head over to drinkswithjohnny.com and become a premium member. You'll get to enjoy unreleased clips from your favorite guests, discounts on merchandise in our shop, and access to our private Discord server where you can chat one-on-one with Johnny Christ himself.
Awesome!
So stay tuned, stay thirsty, and stay filthy as fuck.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Facts.
Facts. Here on Drinks with Johnny, yeah. That's what we're spitting. Straight facts.
There you go. Let your kids listen. Educational. Sex and geography.
Dude, no.
Yes, yes. Dude, yes. No, I am really excited about, like I said, like getting there the first time, having, you know, just massive fans just waiting for you everywhere was really cool. Getting that little taste of Beatlemania, as I was saying. I mean, there's times when we go, the only thing that I will say is I haven't been able to venture out much as like a sightseer. I did get to go up and see Christ the Redeemer, went up the mountain. One of the times I was in Rio, I think that was the last time actually I was there. Would have made sense, 2013. Yeah, went up and did that. The beach is beautiful in Rio, Rio de Janeiro. I discovered first time I ever saw a sport out there on the beach. These guys were playing volleyball, but with their feet.
Oh.
It's and apparently it's a big thing. I'm surprised. I mean, that was in 2013. I'm surprised we haven't seen it on TV more, because I was watching it being like, this is fucking impressive. Like, they're legit playing volleyball with their feet.
I sent you a video of it looked like ping pong with soccer balls. It was super impressive. And you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, I think that's a derivative of it, because they have that weird that table. It's not a flat table. It's like an art table. I remember seeing that. I think that's growing in popularity outside of the States. Everyone's just in the States right now just enamored with pickleball still. So I think that's...
Oh, my God. And they're opening up a court here. It's, yeah.
I enjoy pickleball, don't get me wrong. But the infatuation, like the fastest growing sport in America, like, I don't know if it deserves that. I mean, it's a fun sport to play, don't get me wrong.
It's frustrating because we had the one that opened by us by Huntington High, and then we used to go. And then it just got too busy with all these old people who are like, hey, get out of here, kids, and learn how to play. And I'm like, I don't know how to learn. You won't let me use this court.
They're still bullying you all these years later, Sam.
They're like, do you know Johnny and Brandon? Stop.
I get enough bullying when I go on the Drinks with Johnny's podcast.
Just so the listeners know, Johnny texted me afterwards. He goes, hey, man, I'm really sorry if we went too hard on you. I was like, no, man, it's
false.
Good. That's
I
what
never
friends
did
are
that.
For.
Don't believe him.
He is a
Why
sweetheart.
Why are you breaking kayfabe again on the show? What is wrong with you?
No. I worry about your image.
You're fucking ruining it, man. Giving it your fucking pay attention to the, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain, all right?
So the only thing I remember about Rio is... Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
What kind of food is there? That's a two different things.
Oh, dude. That is two different things.
What's Southern, what's South America food? I mean, obviously, Mexico's North.
Is guinea pig big there? Because I know it is in Peru.
I don't know. What I've eaten there is usually Brazilian barbecue. No. You know, like we have the chains
the
here.
Oh, they
like,
have all those meats.
Yeah. They walk around, and you know what's the one called here? The chain that's made it out here.
Fogo de Chão.
That's right. That's the one. And that's like a lot of them. And then they have like the buffets and stuff that are part of it. And you just have like your, it's almost like a coaster, and it either says you want meat or you don't. And as it's coming out, and they'll just keep doing it. If you leave it up, they'll just keep filling your plate and even give you out a second plate. It's insane.
Don't do that before a show. That'd be heavy.
Oh, yeah. That's usually on a day off. But, yeah, no, the cuisine's really, I mean, that's most of it. What did you just say? I missed that. I know that I missed something.
He slipped that one right in, man.
What did he slip in?
Since you got the heavy 10-pound base to carry around, you don't need any extra weight.
That's right.
Stage.
Hey, the first thing that you've said that's correct here on the episode. On an episode.
Love it.
But yeah, that's most of my knowledge of the Brazilian cuisine. I know that there's got to be more to it than that. You know, that's like going, that's literally like someone coming to America and, oh, they got us burgers and fries. You know, like, I'm sure they got other shit. They do have, you know what they do have on the beaches and stuff is coconut water, but they just serve you the coconut with a fucking straw in it. Like it's
okay.
That's
cool. I have a question about that. I've heard, this could be sham, that if you're on a deserted island, you shouldn't drink the coconut water only because it's actually a diuretic and you get dehydrated. Is that true?
Why are you asking me? I've never been on a deserted island, bro.
I don't know. Maybe you guys have heard that.
I haven't heard that because I know that I know it as a hydration. It's really good for hydration, but maybe it needs to be coupled with water.
Yeah. Mm. I have no idea.
All I know is it's delicious in Brazil. And they also have like a bunch of stands. Oh, Brandon will like this because he brought it up the last time the three of us were together. That was one of the first times that I went to a bathroom that I had to pay for a public restroom.
See? Brazil is on it, and I like that.
I mean, they've been on it. Like I said, the last time I was there was 2013. Maybe they even have your whole fucking system already going. Credit card swipe in, maybe even, you know, just what is it on your phone? The Apple Pay?
Oh, the tap.
Yeah. You know? They probably got it all.
I hope they do because we're going to do it here.
I was mad about it then, especially because I've gone in there after going to Mexico City first, getting Montezuma's Revenge, and then playing a couple weeks tour in Brazil and South America in general. And let me tell you, without going into too great detail, when you have to pay for one of those toilets when you're dealing with Montezumas, it just makes it that much worse. You're just so much more mad.
But
you'll shell it out.
Yeah.
That much
more. If you knew that's what the standard was, you'd have your phone ready to go, and all you got to do is just hold it up. That's it. And then once you get in there, you're like, man, I really wish there was a fan in here.
Did you get anybody? Did we get anyone in the comments after we talked about this that said they were on board? Yes.
We actually did.
I got an email. I got an email from someone that said that they're shout out to them. We all had a good laugh. So
you know who you are because Sam's not bringing up the email to give you actual credit. What a dick.
Well, I'm trying to keep things moving because if I do it, it's all on a delay. Let's see.
Don't worry. That's why we have three of us. We'll keep the conversation going while you sham it up over there.
And if you do want to invest, we're taking serious inquiries only. $1 million minimum investment.
$1 million? You're just gonna fucking sham this shit. Why would you even do it? If you could get people to invest $1 million, don't just take their $1 million and don't make it.
Oh, no, I'm going to Vegas. We're putting it on black and we're going to double that shit real quick.
He's getting married. Come on.
Yeah. That's a gamble in itself.
Yes.
Oh. Ooh, no, it's going to be beautiful. Man. I can't wait to be there for it. Are you going to get Elvis to officiate your wedding?
I don't know, man. Like, I really don't want him to.
okay.
Because, like, they make him sing songs and shit. And, like, I don't need all that, man. I don't need to stand
up. Are you guys fans of Elvis?
I am.
I appreciate Elvis, but I'm not a fan of Elvis.
I appreciate Elvis. I'm not like, oh, my God. I now hear songs that I didn't know before was Elvis, like, that I had heard growing up. I'm just not, I don't know, never got into Elvis like that. He's cool.
I like Elvis.
Yeah, he's cool. Like, dude, his shit's good. Like, guy was good. He was ahead of his time.
Wow.
Jude. Shout out to Jude Housewright for being our first investor, Brandon's first investor.
There Jude, like I said, $1 million minimum investment.
fans of this show definitely have $1 million to fucking invest.
You know what? I guarantee you there's probably at least one or two people that have $1 million listening to the show.
Yeah. Of the 10 that we mentioned. Of the 10. Those are pretty good odds.
You're playing the numbers just 10 to 20%. You play the numbers with the idea of charging for people to use a public restroom.
Plus the upgrades, man.
Plus the upgrades.
Well, would you charge that like a car wash where it's like, hey, do you want the undercarriage?
Yes.
It's like you can use the bidet as an add-on. And
he covered all this. He said all that. See, Sham, he doesn't listen. This is why he gets bullied. Because he doesn't actually listen. He asked
heated
the question.
AC,
he's the typical
TV.
American. He's
this is for the people
American.
Who didn't hear the last
the question
episode.
Just to wait till he could have his interjection of what he wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Record store day. Did you guys go to record store day?
Yes. I didn't even know that that thing still existed. I'm glad that that day still exists, but no. When was it?
Well, I got this.
Oh, whoa, that's a cool one.
Oh, whoa, you got an invisible record. Talk about Chris Angel. Talk about Chris Angel over there.
Woo!
Dude, I honestly, I want to learn magic.
Wow. John and I have talked. Okay, I want to get a magician on here, or maybe it could be you.
We've had a magician. We had Zicky Dice, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Another. Because no. Wow. He's not a believer.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, okay, not believe. Obviously, magic is an illusion, but he's not into it. But I'm like, you haven't seen good magic.
I didn't say I wasn't into it. I said that I enjoy magic. It's a fun trick. It's a good. Here's what I said about it. See, Sham, again, only gives like part of the information. Like, I am a hater of magic. I am not a hater of magic. I love magic. I am entertained by it, by magic. And I also see it as a valuable and cool trait. It's thousands of hours that you have to put in to make it look good. And it is as I said, it's a trait, you know, similar to me putting in a lot of time on learning how to play the bass. You have to put a lot of time into learning how to do those tricks. I appreciate magic, but I'm not sitting there in amazement going like, oh, I wonder how he did that. I'm going like, oh, that was cool. That was a really cool trick. I don't need to think about how he did it because, honestly, it's above my pay grade. It's going to be thousands of hours of how he figured out how to fucking hide some weird shit in some weird places and have it do its thing, you know, and it's a whole fucking, you know. It's a whole show.
Just hiding things in places. Brandon's going to be great at it. Go ahead, Brandon. What magic tricks are you going to do?
He's been doing magic for years, hiding dicks and everything that he makes for other bands and shows.
That's true.
I never did it for... I might have done it for bands. I started...
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream and, in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the story of Whitney Houston.
This is the story of Kurt Cobain.
Of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series.
About how they died, why they died, and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
It's storytelling.
But it's more than that, because rock stars,
they tell us how we feel. They change our mood.
They change the clothes we wear, the people we hang out with,
the way we remember things.
It's them who give us those ludicrous moments, the ones where you're
jumping around, singing your heart out, feeling understood.
And it's those moments we'll help you remember, the ones you're thinking about right now.
That feeling.
That feeling.
It's coming soon from Crowd Network.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.